Okay, I will call the July 8th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Petty, please, Mr. Planning Manager, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhardt's absent. Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leone is absent.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I just want to note the passing of Patrick Leone's father. So please remember him in your thoughts and prayers. With that, we move on to the regular meeting. Is there approval of the meeting minutes of June 17th? Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to public hearings. James A. Rogozinski and Sandra D. Rogozinski, who happen to be here tonight, single-family residence detached garage expansion. Mr. Eddie, you have a meeting notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 8, 2021 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the meeting may be heard, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by James A. Rogozinski and Sandra D. Rogozinski for an area exception for the property located at 3800 West Acre Avenue, tax key number 833-0065-000. Subject property is zoned R3 suburban / estate single family residence district. The application requests an area exception from section 15-3.0801C1 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for an 864 square foot accessory structure exceeding the 720 square foot maximum size by 20%, an existing dwelling totaling 1,100 square feet, and two detached accessory buildings are currently on the property. The first building is a detached 24-foot by 24-foot framed garage totaling 576 square feet, and the second building is a detached 12-foot by 20-foot frame accessory building totaling 240 square feet. The applicant is proposing to remove the 12 by 20 accessory building to provide a clearance to expand the existing 24 by 24 foot garage to 24 feet by 36 feet for a total of 864 square feet. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of section 15-10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing to provide input.
So what do we have in plain language?
Basically, Mr. Martinez. Size limit for accessory residential structures for this garage. So that limit is 720 square feet. And they are proposing a larger garage, 864 square feet. So that will be a 20% increase.
And the additions in the back of the garage?
Yes, they are expanding the garage to the back. So they have a shed, and they will remove that shed.
Excellent. Okay, this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing. Anyone from the public wishing to speak? Anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Any questions from the commission?
Yeah.
Alderman Dandrea.
Then I'd like to make the motion. Oh, do we have to take ourselves out of public hearing?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Then I'd like to make a motion to recommend an approval of an application for an area exception to allow for 864 square foot accessory structure. Application requests an area exception from section 15-3.0801C.1 of the Unified Development Ordinance to exceed the 720 square feet maximum size by 20%. An existing dwelling totaling 1,100 square feet and two existing detached accessory buildings are currently on the property. The first building is a detached 24-foot by 24-foot frame garage totaling 576 square feet. And the second building is a detached 12-foot by 20-foot frame accessory building totaling 240 square feet. Proposal is to remove the 12-foot by 20-foot accessory building to provide clearance to expand the existing 24-foot by 24-foot garage to 24-foot by 36 feet for a total of 864 square feet for a property located at 3800 West Acre Avenue.
Second. Seconded by Commissioner Haley. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That recommendation will go to the Common Council for
BCBA.
Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. And then, thank you. Thanks for telling us. We're going to be here. Okay, with that,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good vacation. Or actually, good time up north. Item D1 is a detached accessory building addition to a child care center. This is not a public hearing. This is a business matter. Mr. Martinez.
Yes, this is an accessory building for storage, similar size, 880 square feet. To be located in the Ingenious Child Daycare Center. Just as a background, this daycare has received the special use approval in 2015. City development staff reviewed the application for compliance with the standards of the B3 district, such as height, floor area ratio, landscape surface ratio, and the proposed building meets the standards will be located next to the existing parking lot, and it will be encroaching into the existing playground. So staff is recommending approval of this accessory building.
They continue to have appropriate play areas on the side and behind this part of this building?
Yes, this is the playground is all this area.
Questions from the commission? Alderman Dandrea.
I'd like to on the site plan amendment and make a motion to adopt a resolution amending the site plan for property located at 7260 South 76th Street to allow for a detached accessory building addition to Ingenious Inc., a child care facility, tax key number 756-9993-011.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D2, Bear Development Incorporation, LLC, reconfiguration of three of the lots for potential future condominium development. Mr. Eddie. Mr. Martinez.
Yes, this is a certified survey map to reconfigure these three properties that are owned by Boomtown LLC. So basically, the application is to have one lot north of Loomis Road, approximately 15 acres, and the other lot south Loomis, this triangle that is 0.9 acres. So this is the certified survey map with lot one and lot two. So it's basically three lots into two. I would like to note for lot number one, the applicant submitted a concept review for the Ryan Road duplexes. So we may have in the future the application for a special use or condominium plat for lot number one. So there are wetlands on these properties, some woodlands, and there's a overhead power line and the West Shore pipeline on the east. So for lot number two, there are some wetlands too. And lot number two, even though is some R8 that allows for multifamily, lot number two that does not meet the minimum area for multifamily. It will be limited to only single family or two. There's a project. We don't have the exact location at this time for the 116th Street Trail to connect to the Ryan Creek Trail. So may cross this property. We don't have the exact location at this time, but we will review that in the special use for the Ryan Road duplexes. So if the staff is recommending approval with conditions, I will point out some of the conditions. So condition number six, so the applicant will need to prepare the conservation easements before any land disturbance activities or building permit, as well as the landscape buffer yard that is required along Loomis Road on both sides. And the other condition is that we have the, in the UDO, there is the C1 zoning district that is now obsolete. So staff recommended that the applicant apply for rezoning to remove the C1 district before recording. The applicant has some objection to that condition, so they are requesting to allow for the recording before the rezoning. So that's up to the plan commission to decide on that matter. Any questions?
Does your proposed ordinance or proposed resolution include the ability to record without?
With the resolution as it is, they will need to rezone prior to recording.
So the requirements, the exception is not in the resolution?
That's correct, yeah.
Mr. City Engineer.
Mr. Martinez, you mentioned briefly discussion on a trail.
Yes.
So that can be added to the CSM at a later date to not affect tonight's proceedings?
To the special use. Mm-hmm. And site plan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when he records to bring everybody else up to speed, within the past week and a half, we've had discussions on there's a what we call the 116th Street Trail will happen in this vicinity here. Had discussions with the developer about some coming off the trail somewhere, coming around their property that would get us up to Monarch Drive, where we anticipate a future stoplight in the future. So as long as everyone understands that that will appear on a CSM as it proceeds forward to the Common Council and all the other approvals.
Well, actually, at this time, it's not included in the CSM.
Right.
But the applicant will need to apply for the special use and the site plan for the Ryan Road duplexes project. So at that time...
So what's the easiest way to ensure that trail would occur? And obviously, they have to get the special exception, assuming natural processes would happen.
So if we don't have an exact location at this time, so we can add that to the special use review.
Okay.
So the applicant has interest in changing condition 9. Name and address.
Dan Shaw, 4011.
Oh, that's not through 9.
Dan Shop, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, on behalf of Bear Development. So just a couple items. I did meet with staff on some of the conditions, and we're in agreement, or we've come to an agreement on several of the conditions. The only one that we have a question on is condition number 9, which requires rezoning of areas to C1 prior to recording the certified survey map. So C1 only exists on city maps. It's more of a housekeeping item. I've applied for the rezoning. I submitted the application fees this evening. I wouldn't expect any objection to the rezoning since it's a city requirement. I'm just asking that we could record the CSM to avoid... there is in the resolution, there's a 180-day limit for if I don't record the CSM, it becomes rejected. So I think the matter of the C1 rezoning is just basically housekeeping. So I'd like to just record it. If the city's has a it's just a request. It's not an objection. It's just a request that we are able to move along, record the CSM, and I've demonstrated that we're going to rezone to C1. And then as far as the trail goes, we're here to commit to, you know, we think the trail is a good idea. City Engineer Morrow and I spoke about it. It can be incorporated into the site plan at a later date. The site plan never moves forward. The trail can still be incorporated onto the property. The one item that I did ask staff for was that we're not required to record a conservation easement on this property until the trail alignment is figured out and until the site plan is finalized. If we record the conservation easement now, both our hands are tied on getting that trail through.
Seems like we're doing a lot of recording. Mr. Martinez, your options and opinions on that, on those two issues.
Well, we're adding the condition number 9 for the C1 rezoning because it's past precedent. We have previous ESM where we have recommended, or previous staff have recommended that condition to be added. So there's no specific UDO requirement to remove the C1 zoning district. It's just a cleanup of the zoning map because the C1 is not in the UDO text. So the other option could be to require the C1 rezoning prior to applying for the special use, if that is okay to city attorney.
The city attorney?
Staff said there's no UDO requirement with regard to the rezone prior to recording of the CSM. Does the applicant agree that rezone should occur before special use?
I'm fine with rezoning the C1. I just don't want to hold up the recording of the CSM. There's nothing, the other conditions for the landscape buffer easement, the conservation easement, obligate us to record these easements prior to issuing of a building permit. I would just think that that could be applied to the C1 too. We won't apply for a building permit or land disturbing activities until it's zoned, the C1 is cleaned up. Just thinking about it, I can't zone to C1 per the ordinance. C1 doesn't exist. So we're being required to zone out of a district that doesn't.
It's a removal process.
And we're fine with it. It is going to require a public hearing to rezone it. So we're out 90 days likely to get this done anyways. I just don't want to put ourselves at risk that if something happens, delays, whatnot, that the whole CSM goes bad if I don't get it within.
So what I'm understanding from planning staff is, what if the condition is changed to, with regard to the existing C1 zoning on the property, applicant has applied for a rezoning of that property, and that rezoning shall be obtained no later than concurrent with or prior to any special use approval for the property. They're both nodding their heads yes.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's applied for, and we'll go through the process. We'll remove it. It's fine. I just want to record the CSM and be done with it, so I don't have to think about it.
Right.
Okay, so condition 9 would be changed. Not exactly that language, but that.
Okay, we'll act on it subject to the language from the city attorney's office. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And we're not changing the 180, right? Not changing the 180-day expiration. Alderman Dandrea. Wait, before we do that, any questions from the commission? Seeing none, Alderman Dandrea.
Then regarding the certified survey map, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 2-lot certified survey map being a part of the southwest 1/4 and the northwest 1/4 of the northwest 1/4 of section 30, township 5, north range 21 east, city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at 12000 West Loomis Road and 12204 West Loomis Road.
Subject to the additional language provided by the city attorney relative to the recording.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hogan. Discussion on motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Okay. Move on to the next. Thanks, Dan. I'll move on to the next item of discussion is sign code interim amendments. Mr. Eddie, Mr. Planning Manager.
Staff with my department have been coordinating with Department of Inspection Services to prepare changeover administration of the current sign code. Inspection Services currently issues all sign permits and goes through the administrative process under Chapter 210 of the Municipal Code. As part of this transition, staff has prepared a series of minor amendments to the sign code to remove or replace certain existing provisions in order to effect the change as soon as possible, and then this will be subject to an ultimate rewrite under the UDO rewrite project that our consultant is preparing. As such, the proposed interim amendments or changes are designed to address only the most pressing needs to allow for a relatively seamless change. We've recommended the following. Currently, the Chapter 210 is oriented toward either the building inspector or inspections department, and we're recommending a change to planning department. I know Jesse's had a discussion. We had a discussion prior to the meeting about whether it should be the planning department or the Department of City Development. It's sort of a mixed bag in the UDO because you're invariably referencing both of them. So it could go either way, I suppose, but it's sort of up to the commission as what your pleasure is in terms of that. The big one in here is eliminating architectural review board review. The sign code currently requires that the ARB has to sign off on every sign permit before it's issued. They have no criteria for review. They just get them. Oh, yeah, it looks good, and then signs off on them. This actually... In almost every instance, yes. And
there is one, but we'll talk about that.
Okay. They don't really serve a major function for this. And so Inspection Services staff actually proposed this idea, although it was in the back of my mind, because part of the reason for that is because the ARB is run by the Inspections Department and then would force us into a position where we'd have to cross-coordinate on staffing for that. And it just simplifies the process. In order to do this, it would require a change to delete two subsections of Section 210-3C and then renumber the same thing and then remove the fee for the ARB review fee. There are also a series of minor interim changes that we proposed on the second page of our memo and then in the ordinance itself, such as changing the review fee for the application fee for an amendment to master sign programs to make it basically half of the original fee, adding a basic provision to require fees for temporary signs in addition to mobile signs because that's not entirely clear. We clarify a provision about permissible area of signs that states that signs and billboards are permitted in non-residential districts and any in electrical services regulated under Chapter 19. This section actually makes it infer that the electrical code regulates non-residential districts, and it doesn't. So we're clarifying that. We're also requesting a change to how the maximum sign area of a monument sign is established. Currently, it's regulated as the total sign area of all sign faces, but it doesn't say that outright. That's what the interpretation is from inspection services, and we're just simply clarifying that. Finally, eliminate. There's a section in there about common council review of development identification signs that are proposed to be located over or above a private entry drive. It's a review sign-off that, in my opinion, is not necessarily because it's over a private drive. It's not over a public street. If it was over a public street, then, yeah, absolutely, because that's public. But it's over a private drive. It's not in anywhere near us. It's not over a public right-of-way, and therefore there's not really a reason to have the Common Council get involved in that kind of process. It's the only part of the sign code where the Common Council is actually involved at all in the administration. And I can't imagine you've actually ever seen one of those come in for review, although I may be wrong because who knows. Anyway, we're looking for Plan Commission guidance as to what to do with this because we have an ordinance prepared. We just want to know if you're okay with us proceeding with a public hearing.
Let's start with the last one first. The council approval of overdrive road, whatever, sign comes from proposed development 1.5 years ago for a shopping center that had one. And there was some issue as to whether it was attractive or not. So it got included for that. The reality is the common council would get an opportunity to weigh in when the site plan is presented. So we're not eliminating them. We're just changing the cycle of it.
Okay.
Would be my opinion. What's the name of the department? Depends on what the ordinance says. But I am, as you know, Mr. Eddy and Mr. Martinez, I am very much in favor of doing stuff like this because it cleans up our act. Question, Mr. City Attorney.
You mentioned site plan, and so the council wouldn't be taken out of the process, but site plans don't go to the common council.
Right.
And with regard to, you mentioned a public hearing, this is all municipal code, not UDO, it's not zoning.
Right.
So there's no public hearing required.
We don't have to have a public hearing for a change to municipal code?
No.
Well, that's different.
For some subject matters, but.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Questions from the commission? Anybody? By the way, this morning we had another issue that the departments are working together on. This happened through engineering. Thank you very much, Glenn. And inspections to streamline an issue that currently was very confusing for constituents. And I just want to publicly acknowledge the attitude and the willingness of our staff to look outside the box and make adjustments so that we can be a better service to our constituents. So, Glenn, thank you, and the Director of Inspection Services. So, okay, questions from Commission on this? Alderman Dandry, is there a motion to, where does this go?
Well, if we don't have a public hearing, then you can just forward to the council.
Motion to recommend to the common council the changes outlined in the staff memo and the ordinance attached.
So moved.
Second.
In general, there will be some changes, technical.
Plus any technical changes by staff.
So moved.
Second.
Haley and Hogan, all those in favor of the motion? Any discussion of the motion? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Hogan and Dandria, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.